America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
They're going to go into Cleveland and get crushed, but you know they did make some strides offensively from week one to week two, and you know they were. It was just such a weird game against the Commanders, and not being able to get off the field. And Deshaun Watson stinks. I mean, I keep trying to talk myself into this being a closer game than I thought originally. And I don't know if that's the right take. I never know. It's the NFL is just absolutely crazy this year. But the more I think about the game, the more I'm thinking that this is, we're not going to be coming in here on Monday morning going, wow, the Giants just lost 42-6. I don't think that is going to happen, because I don't know if the Browns are any good.
Well, I will say this. I don't think Deshaun Watson likes playing at home. I think the Brown fans treat him much like the Giant fans treat Daniel Jones, which makes it very uncomfortable to play in your own building. Seemed like he played a little bit better last week. I'm not going to sit here and say that he played great. He's not the same speed. He's a completely different player than he was. He tries to be the same player, but he's not the same player that he was physically when he was at Houston at the height of his popularity. So this is a guy who will turn the ball over. He'll try to force the issue. They do have offensive line issues at tackle. So this is where the defensive ends have got to play their asses off, and they got to put pressure on them. But they also, they got to know that, you know, it's got to be rush lane integrity for them, so he doesn't break the pocket and get out there and make some of those extra plays. I think the Giants secondary is still very suspect. I think their defense has a hard time stopping the run, which is the worst set of circumstances that you can have in the NFL. But there is no question that Malik Nabers is the real deal. He changes the offense, and now that Daniel found him a little bit last week, the one part about the Cleveland defense is that they have a really good pass rush, and they have a very good secondary. So, you know, there's things that balance these games out all the time. You can convince yourself one way or the other. I think it will be a little bit tighter like you do. I don't think it's going to be a blowout by any stretch of the imagination. I just don't think that's what Cleveland is. And as long as Daniel Jones doesn't turn the ball over, the game's going to be close.
And Myles Garrett is not been practicing. So he remained out of practice Thursday, did not practice Wednesday. He has vowed he's going to play through his foot injury.
When I hear that and I'm the opposing quarterback, I'm like, good. Got a foot injury. That's good. That's a good thing. For him, for me. Not, yeah. Maybe not for him, but for me it is.
Sure. So that's another thing to just keep an eye on with this game, because if you're thinking about the Giants getting whooped, Myles Garrett would be a big part of that.
You know, I thought the pass protection was a lot better last week against Washington.
I mean, the offense as a whole was much better.
But they only had the ball six times.
I mean, right. And a couple of those times you had a drop and a critical fumble. So that's really what it came down to. All right, let's go back to some of these jet calls from last night. Kim in Kentucky joins us. What's going on, Kim?
Hello.
Hello, Kim.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. First time I've called.
All right.
Nice. What's happening, Kim?
Hey, I just had a different take on that look that Aaron Rodgers gave Sala last night. I thought that was a total diss.
Thought it was a total diss, huh? I mean, in slow motion, it doesn't look great, but I feel like that was more of a machismo, like, let's go in your face type of thing. If that were a different player, I think everybody would understand, but the fact that it's Aaron Rodgers,
yeah, the way
and his
he looked at, but the way he looked at him, I understand where Kim's coming from. I mean, it's very kind of awkward embrace, non-embrace, and this was after earlier he was embracing his teammates, Alan Lazard.
Yeah, he was embracing his teammates, and I just had a total different take from that, and you all were being so nice, because I couldn't wait for this morning to see your all's take on it,
yeah.
And then you were, like, being nice, that brought me to call, first time I've ever called. I'm a 61-year-old woman that loves your show, and also, I'd always said, I'm going to call them someday and let them know that women watch the show, too, and love sports.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, we know that. Yes.
We had Mary Beth from Bohemia call up and sent some stuff. And, you know, last night I talked to the wife of one of my Sunday morning golf guys who said that she does not like sports at all. And when he was rehabbing his knee and watched us every single day, she got into the show because it made her laugh. And now she watches every day. So, yeah, we know that. We love our female listeners.
We love all of our listeners.
Yeah.
Whether you like us or not, as long as you're listening, it's fine.
Exactly. Exactly.
You have a different take than we do.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, although this morning you wake up, really, what are we talking about? Whether or not Aaron Rodgers dissed, you know, Coach Saleh on the sideline? That's the biggest controversy that came out of last night. Everybody seems to be really happy with the performance,
yeah,
the way the team looked, and the way that they dominated, finally, the Patriots.
Yeah.
The Patriots had won 8 straight games at MetLife until last night.
I know that it doesn't look great. I don't think it was a problem. And after hearing Aaron Rodgers go, you know, 2 scores or whatever it was, or up 2 touchdowns, or, you know, I just.
Yeah, but if you really look at it in slow motion, and you look at his eyes, and he's looking at Rob Saleh, like, what the hell's wrong with you? Like, that's, you could extrapolate that.
Sure,
from
you
that.
Could, but I'm not saying you couldn't.
I mean, watch this.
No, I've seen it 50,000 times.
Look at that face. He's just like, get the F away from me.
Let's go. Let's go to our buddy Chris in Howell. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I think the thing with the hug is, if you look closely and you look down, Robert Saleh appears to be aroused. So Aaron Rodgers didn't want to get too close to him at that time.
Wow. What a take.
Yeah.
What a take on that.
Yeah.
That Aaron Rodgers was going to get a little...
I don't see that in the
stiffy
replay.
In the thigh. He's like, hey, get out of here.
I don't even see that in the replay because we only see the upper part.
Well, I mean,
you don't see the lower part.
Yeah, I think Chris was making that up, but I mean,
hard.
Oh, man. Let's go to Chris in Brooklyn. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm a huge fan of you guys for many, many years. I'm actually in Massachusetts right now. Because my father's in a coma, so I'm out here with family and stuff, and I was with one of my best friends last night. We were watching the game. He's a Patriots fan, and I was all up in his face, man, like, let's go, man! You know, but I just want to know, am I getting a little too ahead of myself here? What's going on?
How ahead of yourself are you? I mean, do you think that they're going to win the Super Bowl after what you watched last night?
No. I want to keep everything in perspective. I think we can get there. I think we can get there. But what really concerns me is the defensive injuries. That's what concerns me right now. You know, Morgan Moses, Jeremiah.
Jermaine Johnson.
Yeah, there you go. I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous.
CJ Mosley didn't play last night.
CJ Mosley.
Here's the thing. Here's the one thing I will say to you. They have gotten better since week one versus San Francisco. Each game, they've gotten a little bit better. Now, obviously, I don't think that the Patriots are a very good team, probably one of the worst teams in the league this year. But they did exactly what it's supposed to look like. And to me, on offense and defense, with 7 sacks, 280 yards passing, about 100 yards rushing, touchdowns, turnovers. Yeah. That's exactly what you want.
And all the best to your dad.
Right.
And Chris, all the best to your dad. And hopefully you get a positive report as soon as possible on him.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate you guys, man. You guys are awesome. And have a good day. Thank you so much.
Yes, you too, Chris. Thanks. You know, it's funny because the way the phone call screening process works, so we have a name of a person. We have a city from where they're calling from, and we have a topic. So this was Chris in Brooklyn, and the topic was, I feel on top of the world. And the first thing that came out of his mouth was, my father's in a coma. And I was like,
wow.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, he didn't even give me a heads up on that one.
I mean, like, we're all...
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
All excited. Because let's go to him. It's like a feel-good Friday.
I feel on top of the world.
And then he drops that on us.
And I what?
And I hope everything works out
and
well.
Of course we do. It's just I mean, funny how.
But like we had to like readjust our thinking
exactly.
The moment he said that. And sometimes that's not fair for us because we're the ones that are on camera with the microphones.
Exactly. So like, you know, you try to go and you try to have a flow with the phone calls on a day like this when people are happy and try to, you know, put them in here or there. All right, now we're happy. Some, you know. So the way this is exactly what I was thinking. We just came off of the Kim phone call where she's talking about Rob Saleh and Aaron Rodgers dissing. So I'm like, we've got to get back to happy Jet stuff. So let's go to Chris in Brooklyn, who's on top of the world.
Well, you did have that Saleh aroused call in there.
No, that is true. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, well, we always count on Chris from Hal to come, you know, with some
boner heat. Phone call.
Yeah, yeah, boner phone call, yeah.
Yeah, he's a peach, that Chris and Hal. Let's go to Jim in Connecticut. What's going on, Jim?
Good morning, Boomer and Geo.
Yes. Yeah, what's happening, Jim?
Boomer, I came across your football card yesterday, and your picture, Boomer, on this card, you are depicted as a right-handed throwing quarterback. Have you seen it?
No, I have not seen it. Are you sure that's not Phil Sims?
No, it's number 7 with a Bengal hat on, Boomer, and it's look like you're in the pocket looking downfield. The card is Optic Don Russ card. Your stats on the
right. It has my name, my name and stats on that, not David Klingler's name and stats. Right?
No, Boomer. Boomer, it's you, Boomer.
And it shows you as a right hander, huh?
So you, Jim, I'm assuming you have a smartphone.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not on a smartphone, but I can take. I'm on my home phone now, but I have one. Yes, I can take a picture of it.
Yeah, take a picture and text it to one of us. You can text it to Al. As long as you don't bother Al after this. And
well, either that
I won't.
Or either are you on X?
No, no, just
you can send
just
it to
just,
Al on X.
Well, yeah, just
no, I'm not on X, Boomer. Yeah. I'm sorry.
This guy won't annoy me. I'll give him my cell.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Okay.
All right, Jim.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, I got to take a look at this. I got to see what this looks like.
Yeah. You ever heard that? I mean, you sign a lot of cards.
Yeah, but I've never heard that.
I can believe it. Like they just reversed the image is all.
I mean, that could be worth something.
I'm not saying I don't believe him. I'd like to see exactly what he's looking at so we can determine as to whether or not he's looking at it correctly.
And if the whole run was that way, or is that just a misprint, then it's worth more.
Yeah. If that is the case, then that could be worth some moolah. People love those misprints. I'm telling you, it's a big deal. If it's like one of one misprint, Boomer as a righty, that is a big deal for those card collectors. Let's go to Lawrence in Oklahoma City. What's going on, Lawrence?
What's up, Boomer? What's up, Gio?
How you doing,
all right,
man?
Lawrence, what's happening?
It is a feel-good Friday. I'm feeling good for the Jets. I'm feeling good for the Mets. But I'm also feeling the need for a lobotomy here with my Giants. It's been far too many years of pain and suffering. My father just turned 75. He's losing his hearing and his vision, and I envy him. I'm sick of watching this. And let's just keep running up these zeros all year because we'll draft a better quarterback then. The Giants, they suck. The defense sucks. And the ball is losing all of his passion. So, let's go Mets. Lobotomy, OTW.
Poor Lawrence, man. He is, like, conflicted.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the Giants fans' frustrations, and I'm hoping Lawrence got a chance to really enjoy 2007 and 2011 because it has been rough, and it's hard to come up with a scenario in which this season is going to turn out to be something positive for the Giants right now. But I said the same thing about the New York Mets back in May. I mean, now I know it's a completely different sport, completely different people, but the point being is that we have seen teams look dead with no hope that have come out of this abyss. But if they end up getting their asses handed to them by the Browns, then it's just a different story. So I'm reserving the Giants lobotomy take until Monday. I got to see how it goes, man. I just have to. because I don't think it's going to be so bad on Sunday. I really don't.
You know, it's interesting. 32 teams, 32 different stories. Browns fans are on eggshells because of their quarterback and some of their injuries that they're dealing with. Giant fans are on eggshells because they haven't won a game yet, although their team looked a little bit better last week, but they still can't. The substance of the league is stopping the run, especially early on in this season where it seems like the running back has become much more of a central figure simply because I think of the way defenses are playing. Mm-hmm. They're playing with those two high safeties that Chad and Shannon were talking about, so teams tend to want to run more into that type of defense, but you know, I think that stuff will start loosening up a little bit as the offenses start getting a little bit more in tune with what they're trying to do. And I think that's one of the things that we saw last night from the Jets. You know, they have gotten progressively better over the first 3 weeks of the season. And last night was almost a perfect performance from their perspective. Like, they went right down the field, a couple penalties. They had to settle for a touchdown on the second drive. But, I mean, they looked like, okay, now we finally got it. Like, we finally understand what we're doing. A lot of it has to do with who they were playing, but I felt like last night was, okay, preseason's over. We are now finally in tune with each other. It's a great show for tonight, and if you like baseball players, you like fix-it-up kind of shows, it's a great show. And there's Mookie swinging the sledgehammer next to me swinging a sledgehammer. So who do you think does it better? I actually had to hit bricks. He had to hit just like a wooden cabinet.
Yeah, I think it was still him. I do have to say that. I mean, he's an active player swinging something.
Not going to have him with his contract swinging.
Yeah, I know. It is kind of crazy.
But I have to tell you, when I took that sledgehammer to that brick wall in Sal's basement, all I kept thinking about is all the gassers I had to run and getting screamed at and yelled at.
This was revenge?
Not revenge, but it just felt so good. Made me feel good.
And his the thing he hit just totally collapsed.
Yours, yeah, but hit a brick wall. He hit a cabinet.
That's why they have rage rooms now.
Yeah. I mean,
have you been to one?
I have not.
You should go.
Why?
You tend to rage.
No, I don't. You're such an ass.
See, there it is right there.
Well, that because you're acting right like there. An ass, no, so I got to call it out.
That's the rage that I'm talking about.
If that's rage, man, we're in good shape in this country.
Right. But I'm just telling you, the swinging of that sledgehammer was therapeutic, as they say.
Is anybody else thinking what I'm thinking about this whole thing?
What's that?
So, Mookie Betts, you know, he's signed a 12-year contract for $365 million.
But you got to understand his dad. His dad didn't want anything. And that's part of the story.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, his dad did not want
Where are you going
it.
With this?
He's saying,
he makes
well,
$30 million dollars a year. He needs a TV show to come in and renovate his dad's house? I mean,
yeah.
I think you got the...
You know, his dad's a veteran. Dad very proud about, you know, living within his means. And believe you me, I'm sure Mookie has tried a million times to do different things for his dad and probably has done a lot of things for his dad.
Right. I mean, I think if Mookie was just like, Dad, here you go. Here's this mansion. I don't think he'd be like, no. No thanks.
Now, try moving an older parent out of the house that they have basically lived in for 35, 40 years.
Give me $365 million. It'd be real easy.
Not everybody's like you. Not everybody sees it that way.
Okay. I mean...
You could buy a house for your mother-in-law's dog.
Yes. Get Enzo the hell out of the house.
Sean Winters checking in.
Okay.
Sean Winters brought Joe Beningo to the game last night. He of Winters Brothers Waste Systems. We love him. He is one of the great positive Jet fans out there. Goes to every home game in the big giant bus. Has a grill. Looks like a dump truck. It's amazing. Great night to be a Jets fan. Stadium was electric. Can't remember such a feeling watching a true quarterback run the team. Joe Beningo had nothing negative to say and was smiling all night with his grandson.
Good news. That is good. And it's with his grandson, so that's good.
He goes, I didn't even mind getting home at 2:30.
Hey, real quick. Real quick. John and Whitestone. John, what's happening?
Boomer and Gio. Oh, yeah.
What's happening?
My dad yesterday had to take my dog to the vet, and he said that my dog had an inside-out vagina, couldn't really get me too much information. And he goes, you know what, John? Gio knows all about inside-out vaginas on his dog.
Absolutely, John. And it is I was presented with a very critical decision many years ago when I was in Pittsburgh, and I got my bulldog, Ella, who RIP Ella, and they said, yeah, she's got an inside-out vagina. So what do you want to do with this?
Vaginoplasty.
So would you like to elect for surgery so we can flip this vaginoplasty where it needs to be? Or would you like to wipe her vagina every time she pees so she does not get UTIs? And I, at that moment, you know, as a younger guy, not making a lot of money doing nights in Pittsburgh, I thought to myself, one, it's got to be very painful to flip a vagina right side in. That was the first thought. And then the second thought was, this is a lot of money. A lot of money for a guy like me right now.
Vaginoplasty.
Just rather buy wet wipes.
Yeah, so I did. So for...
You took care of that vagina for 15 years.
12 and a half.
Vagina.
Yeah. 12 and a half years, I did. I wiped that. And then if we were gone, you know, my parents or my mother-in-law, or everybody had, there were wipes by the door when she came in, and everybody learned how to wipe her vagina.
I'm assuming that this could be a human condition as well.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, there's a whole show on Dr. Pimple Popper, and they're popping boils and stuff's coming out of it. Someone's got to have an inside-out vagina.
Daddy, vulva wash, let's go!
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, inverted vulva. So I felt terrible for her. I really did. You know,
but she made it through. She lasted a long time.
Very, very long time for a bulldog. 12 and a half years. Yep.
When you would go away and you'd leave Ella, you had to get somebody that was willing to do that, right?
Yeah, but I mean, you do it once. It's fine. You just get a wet wipe. Just go back there. Just a little quick wipe. And she knew. After a while, she would come in. She'd wait. And then she'd go about her business. You know?
I did Google this, and it says an inverted vulva is a condition in dogs, not humans.
Not humans.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So that's good. That's good for humans. But yeah. I wanted to go back to where I got the dog and be like, did you know this dog had an inside-out? Did you sell me an inside-out vagina dog on purpose?
How old was she when the doctor told you this?
6 months. Hmm. You know, I don't think it was like the vagina was normal and then like over time, you know, went inside out. I think she was born with the condition. So I'm like, that's got to be something you know when you're purchasing a dog. It's got, you know.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you knew it. You got the dog. You loved Ella.
I did.
You became even closer because of this condition.
It's true.
And the things that you were wiping.
It is true. Yes. I mean, Yeah, I became very familiar with that dog's vagina. And nobody took care of it like I did. You know, some people would just give it like a quick wipe. I would make sure that thing was just sparkly clean. You know, some people like their cars, like they'll go out and they'll wash their cars. They'll do the detailing and everything and the waxing and like their rims are nice. Like that's how I treated Ella's vagina. It was like a full detail. You know, it wasn't just like a quick, I was making sure that thing was.
You know, it's really strange that you just brought up detailing cars.
Yeah.
I interviewed Alyssa Thomas. She plays for the Connecticut Sun. She has the most triple doubles in the WNBA.
Does she have an inside-out vagina?
No, but her thing is to clean cars.
Oh.
It was the most bizarre thing that I had ever heard. And I said, is it true that you spend some of your time, your free time away from the game, cleaning your car, and do you have your own brushes? And she has all of her own car wash stuff.
Yeah,
I thought that was interesting.
Soap. Yeah. Did that question go over better than the Aaron Rodgers dishwashing question?
Well, Aaron Rodgers was in a bad mood that day.
So yes is the answer.
Was he not in a bad mood that day?
So here you go. Said it was, here you go said, getting defensive you now. Said, here you go you getting
said,
defensive.
You said that it was the worst interview you ever had.
It was. No. It was worse than that. I actually, okay. You're actually selling that short. I thought it was the worst 18 minutes the show ever had, period.
Okay.
So that's how bad it was.
So but why are you bringing me up, asking him about dishwashing?
You're getting defensive now. I said, did it go over better?
Much
than
better.
Your...
She laughed. She couldn't believe that I actually knew that this is something that she liked to do.
So the answer was yes. I mean, you're acting like it was like you think it was your fault. Yeah, I didn't say it was your fault.
You went back to a crappy interview because he was in a bad mood because he got caught in traffic.
Right, exactly. So
we
know
probably
that.
Should have been aware of that was like the impetus of things to come.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Just asking the question. That's all. I don't know what you're getting so mad for.
I'm not mad. It's a feel-good Friday, man. I'm all good. You inside out vaginas.
Man, I tell you, we played that over the summer when you weren't here.
Yes. You didn't like it.
Oh. It was so, I mean.
I still stand by that, too, because the friend of mine that was washing dishes with him said nothing but nice things about Aaron at that time.
Mm.
And I think that's when he was dating Blue.
Yeah. That was a right play call, bad execution. Yeah. You know?
Well, I mean, that was the right play call. He didn't execute.
Yeah, right.
He could have had some fun with it. If I would have asked him this year, he would have had more fun with it.
Yeah.
It was
you know, let's go back to that one. Let's just try that one again. Get a second shot. All right, Jerry, what's going on over there?
Brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. We're also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. A lot made of the Jet offense, obviously. They beat the Patriots 24-3, but how about the defense?
Third down and 8 near midfield. Jets show blitz once again. Brissett in the shotgun, a back to his left. Takes the snap. Here comes the all-out blitz. Brissett, he'll be swamped under and sacked again. Nowhere to go.
No, there wasn't. Bob Schusen, Q104.3, Jets Radio Network. That was one of 7 sacks on the night for the Jets defense.
I mean, somebody's got to block him, right? I mean,
would help.
I mean, he's just standing out there. You know, he's in the wide 9 position. You know what that means, Jerry?
Wide 9.
Yeah, defensive end is way out there. And
way
there's
out.
Nobody out there to get a hand on him, and he just comes completely free.
Well, here was Will McDonald. Why were you guys so dominant?
The one in the 101. You know, I always say, I always got to get a shout out to my boy, man. He taught me everything I need to know. So, you know, I'm just proud of that. You know, like I say, we got to keep going as a defense. We got to keep this defense going to get to the championship.
There we go. We're talking championship week 3. He's not wrong. I mean, they got to do that.
I will say this, that he's more talkative this year.
Well, I mean, no one was talking to him last year.
That's true, too.
Yes, that's true.
Wasn't very good.
15 QB hits, Jerry.
Yeah.
They only gave up 61 yards passing, and they were 2-11 on third down, the Patriots. Woo!
It's pretty good. Jets end their 8-game home losing streak to New England. I mentioned last hour, Nikki Glaser was on Amazon Prime on the postgame show. So, I think she's phenomenal. Love her.
Yeah, you've always been a huge fan.
It's not so much. But I did like this one line. So she's standing there. You got Richard Sherman, you got Tony Gonzalez, you got Andrew Whitworth, and you got Ryan Fitzpatrick. I did like this one line.
I am so honored to be here tonight with all of these NFL legends and Ryan Fitzpatrick. Or as your teammates called you, Sacked Galifianakis.
So- That was funny. Okay. Now let's get to the not so funny.
Okay.
She had a line about the 2 participating cities.
It was New York versus Boston, a real battle of cities where you could get stabbed at a parade. And MetLife Stadium was packed with 82,000 of New Jersey's singlest fathers.
I mean, and Aaron Rodgers.
Did she not know the Boston Marathon bombing? That was maybe one you don't. I don't. Here was one about Rodgers.
Now the Jets have a new quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. Or as I like to call him, Throw Rogan. It's ironic that he goes to silent retreats because he can't stop talking about it.
So she's trying to do a stand-up in the middle of all of this craziness.
Yeah.
And she's making it into a roast.
I don't know.
Of all the people she's going after. And it doesn't, you know, it's not the right environment for that.
Here's one about the Jet running back.
It wasn't all Rodgers. Breece Hall had a rushing touchdown. Fun fact, Breece Hall is the only player in the NFL named after the dorm he was conceived in.
I mean, she's a really successful person.
She's fantastic. I feel just the wrong environment.
I feel bad doing this because she's so good. I want to make fun of it more, but it's just not.
If she's up on stage and it's a roast.
Yeah.
And people are there to hear people get dissed. She's the perfect person to bring in. But when you put her on TV in front of lunatics behind her and it's a football game, it's just the environment is not
Now, this one
was
funny.
Right feel to it.
Did you go to like an Adderall Richard Sherman joke or when he was trying to break into his ex-girlfriend's house joke or anything like that?
Not that I saw. No.
That I would have respected if she would dive right deep into that.
This one I thought was funny is they got the image. They show the replay of Rodgers and Salah on the sideline.
Look at that. Why is Aaron doing that? Is that one of his closest family members? I mean, I don't know what's going on here. Oh, I think I know. I think Salah just reminded him that RFK Jr. dropped out of the race.
Oh, I'm sure Aaron's going to love that. I mean, it's going to be great.
So I hadn't heard a laugh during that thing, so I was assuming that nobody was around. But
no,
and then
they were
I,
all there on the stage.
Right, and then I heard Tony Gonzalez like, ha, 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 like just like give like a little something because he's probably like, we got to laugh at something here.
And then the last one.
Thank God Belichick wasn't there to see this. He was too busy watching Blippi with his girlfriend. She's 24.
Yeah.
Not great. She's so good.
Yeah, no, I know.
Just not the right environment.
I know. Well, they also said she'll be doing it 4 more times this year.
Whoa.
This was not a one-time thing. So, yeah, you get to look forward to that as we go.
There was Frank Caliendo at Fox for many years.
Yeah.
And you guys...
Dennis Miller.
On the NFL Today.
He did the broadcast on Monday Night Football.
I'm talking like on a pregame, postgame show. Oh. Like you know how they had Caliendo doing John Madden for years over there, and that was actually pretty good. You know, back when he first burst on screen.
That was an entertainment piece that they did, and he was great, and it fit where it was done in the pregame show.
Sure. Right. But did you have one of those like comedian guys that was doing you must have at some point.
Yeah, you feel like they all copy one another. It's
right.
Charles Barkley.
No. I'm talking about like someone who was recurring like this.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy. Come on, talking about his foot fetish.
yeah, we did have somebody. Come on, the actor who was doing a sitcom. He came in a couple times and he's this huge Steeler fan. Oh, what the
Tom Bosley.
Billy Gardell.
Billy Ooh. Gardell. That's who it was.
Billy Gardell.
Oh.
Of Mike and Molly.
Yes. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Bob loves
yep.
ass
He was
or
in
something.
A couple times for a promotion. Yes.
No. It's Bob loves. Oh, God. Not Areola.
Areola, see?
No, as
Stephen Waldron, CBS.
What's the name of that? It's a great show. It's funny.
What's the name of that show? Bob loves what?
Abishola.
Abishola.
Right. Areola, Abishola.
I don't even know what that is.
And he lost like 100 pounds.
He did. Yeah, I know. Yep. Yeah, he's a big Pittsburgher.
Yeah, I have no idea what that show was.
It's really good.
Bob loves Abishola.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I think it just recently got canceled.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, not coming back? All right.
Fox also had that Rob Riggle for a little while.
Rob Riggle, that's right.
Pre-game.
Yep. Yeah, I remember that. They had always had somebody doing some weird something or other there. You guys, very conservative, you know?
Yes.
Very conservative.
Yeah. Maybe I like ass.
You don't understand. I mean, you know, we were demanding.
Shut up. You're not funny. Nobody thinks you're funny.
I don't think Coach Cowher would find that funny, no.
You know what's funny? Johnny Carson. That's a guy who's funny.
All right.
Boomer Mets beat the Phillies 10-6.
Thank you. Oh, Boomer and Geo coming to you live with the Built Ford Tough.
They drafted a first-round offensive tackle who got to play last night in the game.
Yes, Olu Fashanu.
Yeah, and that's good for him because it's a game in which they felt like they were under control. It wasn't something like what the Patriots were dealing with last night where they started a guy who never played left tackle.
Right. And also
that's the worst, by the way.
Rob Saleh said he expects C.J. Mosley to be back for the Denver game, so that is also good news. And I saw, and I don't think Jerry got to it because we didn't give him a lot of time, Joel Embiid's contract extension is, I think he has to be the highest paid player in sports.
Well, I do know that Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum got bigger, longer contracts. But
no, I'm talking
in terms
per
of,
year.
Yeah, AAV. So I think Steph Curry got $60 million in his extension.
Okay, so Joel Embiid, 3 years, $192 million, coming out to $64 million per year. $64 million per year.
Man, he's almost at $1 million a game.
I mean, that I never in my life thought that we would see a $64 million a year player in 2024.
What is Shohei Ohtani getting?
I mean, but it's that's all the deferments.
$70 million a year.
Yeah, but it's all the defer. They're not really.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to pay taxes in California.
Well,
I don't
whatever.
Blame him.
I'm just this
state
is just,
sucks.
Well, anyway, I mean that's a massive extension.
Right,
massive.
I mean, the state is beautiful, but it really sucks.
Yeah,
run by idiots. Hey, by the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I saw the football card that the guy said that I was right-handed.
Oh, that's right.
In.
I forgot about that. Yeah. That's that guy. What an idiot.
All right. So I'm not right-handed. What they have me on in the card doing is rolling out to my right, and you can see on the card that my left hand still is holding the football as if I'm going to throw it.
Yeah. I mean, that's
but
just...
I'm rolling to my right.
I mean, that's just a hard for anybody who's ever watched football. That's a horrible take by that guy saying that they have you as a right-handed quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Come on. And you made us. You're like, you sure it's not Phil Sims? You sure it's not David Klingler? We're sitting here. Maybe it's a misprint. Maybe it's going to be worth something.
Tell you what,
come
I look
on,
good.
Man.
Oh, good in that, though.
You did look
nice,
good.
That card's a nice card.
It's a nice
solid,
card.
Solid card.
But he's like, oh, they have you as a right-handed quarterback. No, they
I'm
don't.
I'm rolling out to my right as a lefty, and that's the way God. You would look. So Steve Young would look that way. Mark Brunell would look that way. Michael
Tua.
Vick would look that way. Tua! Tua! Michael Penix would look that way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean,
yeah. That's the way we look. It's just
that annoyed me.
For people to see that. What?
That annoyed me.
Why?
No, that this guy was like, oh, he's a right-handed quarterback. Do you watch football at all?
He made it sound like your arm was cocked back to throw a pass.
Yeah. It wasn't cocked back.
No.
It's like I'm holding the ball up against my chest like I should. Good, solid fundamentals. Two hands on the ball. And I'm rolling out to the right.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. I mean, it's obvious for anybody who's ever watched the game of football to know, especially knowing you is a lefty quarterback.
Well, he knows that, too. But that's why he said it looks like you're righty on this card. But yeah. I'm not really righty. I'm rolling out to my right as a lefty.
And yeah, wasted our time. That's what he did with that.
Well, wasted maybe he time. Interpreted like you were just dropping back into the pocket.
Well, whatever he interpreted, it was stupid. Come on. Watch some football, guy. Jesus. You know?
Calling us up. Say stupid.
It was stupid.
You know, that's a little aggressive.
Fine. In your
it's
opinion.
Just aggressive.
We wasted our time on the show with this whole thing.
I don't worry about those things. You know, sometimes people don't think things through. Like sometimes we don't think things through around here. You know that.
Sure. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about, Boomer?
What do you mean?
Not thinking things through?
Yeah, sometimes things aren't thought through enough around here. Loose ends. I mean, how many times have we have to discuss these things?
Yeah, fair amount, I would say.
True.
Yeah, I just thought that was silly.
I wouldn't say silly. Silly's a nice word. Silly's a much more subtle word.
Mm.
Use words like stupid. Stupid.
It was, in my opinion.
And people get upset and get insulted.
It was football stupid.
You're silly. Silly.
It was football stupid.
Silly mistake.
Yeah, I mean, it's a waste of our time on a feel-good football Friday. Wasted our time. You know? Come on. Be better than that.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.